Right now it is time for us to check sports here on The Breakfast Club. And of course, if it's July 4th weekend, it is the hot dog eating contest. Joey Chestnut, 76 hot dogs. He broke his own world record at the annual 4th of July contest. 76 hot dogs. That's his 14th victory in the Nathan's contest. His 14th victory. That's amazing. 76 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. That's almost 8 hot dogs a minute. Last year, without any fans in attendance, he downed 75 hot dogs. Quoting here, "It just felt good." Now, here is the breakdown of eating 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes. The calories, 22,800 calories. Total fat, 1,368. Carbohydrates, 1,824. And protein, 836. Chestnut has won this event now 14 out of the last 15 years. Michelle Lesko of Tucson, Arizona, ate 30 and three-quarter dogs in 10 minutes to claim the women's title. She called her victory an amazing feeling. 22,800 calories. I have put myself on a change of life diet that began back in April. And since then, I've lost 82 pounds. I basically take in anywhere from 1,500 to 1,800 calories a day. That would be almost 11 days worth of eating for me in 10 minutes. I don't know whether to call it amazing or sickening, but I guess it's a little bit of both. In Major League Baseball, Tampa Bay Rays over the Blue Jays 5-1. The Mets beat the Yankees 10-5 in the first game of a doubleheader. The Yankees, hey, they won a game. The second game, 4-2 in the second game of the doubleheader. The Red Sox beat the Athletics 1-0. I just can't see the Yankees not changing coaching. I'm sorry. And I have nothing against Aaron Boone, but the team is playing just like a bunch of losers. And I'm a Yankee fan. But they're playing like a bunch of losers. Okay, NBA. Phoenix and who's playing in the NBA? Let's see here. The Bucks and the Hawks and the Phoenix. I have no idea, to be honest with you. let me see if I can find today's date. All right. Today is the 6th, so what the heck. All right. On Saturday, Milwaukee beat the Hawks. The Bucks beat the Hawks 118-107. They won their series 4-2. Game 1, the Bucks versus the Suns, comes up tomorrow at 9 p.m. So it's the Bucks and the Phoenix Suns in the NBA. National Hockey League today could be the wrap-up of the Stanley Cup tournament. Tampa Bay Lightning lead the series 3-0. The Canadiens and Lightning go at it today at 8 p.m. this evening. 8 p.m. this evening. Marv Albert announced his retirement after a 55-year career. He was the voice of the Knicks and nationally televised NBA games for most of his career. He ended his career on Saturday night. He served as a play-by-play broadcaster for TNT. He announced in May that he planned to retire once the Eastern Conference Finals were over on Saturday night. The Bucks defeated the Hawks to wrap up the series. And that means Marvelous Mav has retired. My goodness gracious. 55 years for Marv Albert. And that is a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.